What's up, guys? You already know what time it is. It's 10 o'clock on the dot. Time for that show, Mental Notes, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Guys, listen, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather tonight, so please bear with me. I know I've been, like, missing in action here for the last few days. If you've been trying to check into the show and I haven't been here, I apologize, but the girl is right here back for you on air live tonight. Listen, I have a special guest joining me tonight, guys. You'll never guess who it is. You'll never guess. We're going to be talking about Barack Obama, John McCain. What's going on with that? The presidential election. You know, Barack Obama is up for doing a foreign field trip right now, and I think John McCain is getting a little bit jealous. So, guys, stick around. I have a lot for you tonight right here on that show. Miss Note, it's your girl, PD. Around. I think my special guest is on air right now. Guest, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Purpose Vision?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Who we got on the line tonight?
This is Improv, a.k.a. the Celebrity Impersonator.
All right, Improv. Listen, I want to talk to a couple of people tonight, and first and foremost, I want to talk to Mr. Bill Clinton. I don't want to know what Mr. Bill Clinton thinks about this election.
Okay, so you want Bill Clinton to tell you what he think about the election?
Exactly. I want to know, what does he think about Barack Obama being the front runner in this election? And how does he feel about his wife having to take a back seat?
Okay.
Can you get him for me?
I'm about to pull him up right now. Okay, I want to start off by saying this. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I am the best president you guys ever had in the United States of America. Now, I know that Senator Barack Obama outbeat my wife, but I do believe that if my wife had won this election, we would make more gas prices go down today, and checks would be sent out on time, and we are going to try to get stimulus checks every month. Senator Barack Obama said that he was going to do this and do that, but I guarantee you, if my wife was to win this election, everything would go as smooth as a baby's bottom.
All right, Mr. Clinton. I'm sure you probably, you know, have reason to believe what you believe, but looks like your wife couldn't pull it off. And it's funny that you brought up those stimulus checks, because I just read here on AOL that they're getting ready, or hopefully the Democrats are actually lobbying now for another round of stimulus checks. You know, recently Bush agreed to send out the stimulus checks, and I hope you guys got one in the mail. But at any rate, the Democrats are back at Congress lobbying for additional stimulus checks. So I don't know. We won't know anything until September, it says here. So we'll just have to wait around and see, okay? Listen, guys, I also want to tell you about the salmonella found in jalapeno peppers this week. Now, you know, last week it was in the tomatoes. Now, this week it's in the jalapeno peppers. So, hell, I don't know what to buy at the grocery store. All the prices are going up. So whenever you go to the grocery store, things are getting more and more expensive. But at the same time, you never know what to buy because, hell, you may get it and die from it. I don't know. Guys, stick I'm sorry. Are you there, Clint?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
The thing about, you said that stimulus checks was going to be coming out again. Well, I like to say that me and my wife had a hand in that. You know, I'm from Hope, Alabama, Hope, Arkansas. you know, a little town, born 1946, August 19th. And we believe in helping people and doing things of that sort. But I will tell you this, if anything happened to Barack Obama, my wife will make sure that those stimulus checks will come once a month and two times on your birthday.
All right, guys, that's what we want to hear, right? Once a month and twice on your birthday. Mr. Clinton, stick around, and we'll be right back, guys. All of you, stay right where you are, and I'll be back with more Mental Note right here at Blog Talk Radio. All right, guys, you know the switchboard acts so crazy all the time. Stay right there, and maybe I can get a little music for you. There we go. Guys, thanks for sticking around. Like I was saying before I went to break, Barack Obama is on a foreign field trip. That's what I'm calling it. He's over in Baghdad meeting with Iraq's leaders. And I was just watching the world news tonight, and John McCain was just talking about how much of a distraction it has been that Barack is overseas right now. Well, John McCain has been, of course, doing his campaign and all over the states. And he's talking about, you know, gas prices and that sort of thing, whereas Barack is over in foreign lands trying to build relationships, which is what we need, because I don't think we would be in the predicament that we're in now had we had better foreign relationships. Guys, you can always call me up. Let me know what you think. 347-215-8667 is the call-in number if you want to holler at your girl. But listen, here lately, I've been hearing a lot about the media coverage that Barack Obama is getting, that, you know, it's not really giving the voters, per se, a fair chance at knowing, you know, who to vote for, because John McCain is not getting as much media coverage. And I think that is so ludicrous. And the reason why I say that is because, I mean, Barack Obama is the front leader of the presidential election right now, the campaign, the whole process. I mean, he is the front runner. So, of course, he's going to get more media attention. I mean, he has defeated the odds already. You know, the odds were already stacked against him. So you know how it is. Once the underdog rises, then that's who gets the attention. I mean, I was looking at John McCain tonight on TV, and I swear to God, he looked like a statue or a mannequin or something. It was like he wasn't even a real person. He was barely moving, barely speaking, but, you know, hopefully when I get 70 years old, you know, I move a little bit better. But, you know, at 70, that's probably, you know, his way of being, I guess, you know, because I'm thinking that, hell, if we have a war or, you know, something major goes on and he's the president, is he going to be able to move around quick enough, you know, to get to whoever he needs to talk to, the defense secretary or, you know, whoever he needs to get on the phone, or is he going to be able to get down the hallway in the White House? Because, you know, the White House is big as hell. Is he going to be able to get down the hallway to get the right people in place and all this, you know, or is he going to be, like, barely moving? I don't know. It's scary to me to think that he could possibly be president. He needs to just chill. He needs to go to Florida or Costa Rica somewhere and sit on the porch with his wife and relax. I mean, damn. You know, you're 70-something. He's past the 70 mark. He's, like, 70-something. So, you know, it's time to chill out, don't you think? Then, too, guys, did you hear about Miss Jones? She is asking President Bush to commute her sentence. And, you know, she's serving 6 months. Disgraced Olympians plea is what the headlines say. She's serving 6 months right now for lying. Track star Marion Jones, guys, that's who I'm talking about. She's serving 6 months right now prison sentence for lying to federal agents about her use of performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, and a check fraud scheme. She was doing some kind of check fraud scam with her ex-boyfriend, baby daddy, or something or another. And she lied about it all. And then she came back and she admitted to it. And so now she's doing 6 months, but she's asking President Bush to commute her sentence, which will reduce or eliminate the sentence. If she was to get a pardon, of course, the conviction would be removed from her record. But she's only asking for a commute of the sentence, which will reduce or eliminate the sentence. I mean, 6 months? How long did Martha Stewart do for lying? I can't recall, but I think Martha Stewart did about 6 months or something like that for lying. So, I don't know. You think that's a fair sentence? You think that Marion Jones should have to serve 6 months in prison for lying about taking steroids and about knowing about her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend? And it is the father of her older son, so it is her baby daddy. Lying that she knew about him, trying to cash in millions of dollars worth of stolen or forged checks. I don't know, guys. The call-in number, 347-215-8667. Listen, also want to tell you about what's coming up, what's new. MentalNoteTV.com. Be sure to go there, check that out. And also make sure you click on Contest and sign on to the fan page or to the mailing list, because we're going to have a contest really soon. And get your facts straight about Barack Obama, about John McCain, because it's going to be kind of a Barack Obama versus John McCain. It's going to be a true or false questionnaire, 10 questions. Person who answers the most questions correctly wins tickets to the movies initially. That's the first gift. Tickets to the movies, no matter where you are in the world, in the country, your girl gonna send you to the movies. So be sure to go and check out MentalNoteTV.com. Click on Contest and put your information there so that we can keep in touch, okay? Also, getting ready to do a reoccurring spot at a local nightclub here in Atlanta. Now, you know it's only gonna be the hottest of the hot, guys, whichever nightclub I end up at, and I have a couple of them in mind, so be sure to stay tuned so you can check your girl out and about, you know what I mean? You can see me interviewing the hottest of the hot, because that's what I do, and that's what you want to see, right? You want to see what they're up to, what they're doing, you know, do they sleep in the nude, or do they sleep with PJs on? Your girl's ask them all those questions, so be sure to stick around for more Mental Note, guys. I'll have much more for you here in just a second, so stay right where you are. I'll be back. Chilling with your girl tonight. I do appreciate it. Remember to go and check out that site, mentalnotetv.com. Also, when you go there, click on Hottest of the Hot and go and check out who the hottest of the hot. New unsigned artists, artists that are signed, you know, major label artists, they're all there. Also, click on our shows and go and check out my man David Spades. Funny, funny, funny. Click on those videos, guys. You will crack up. I mean, this dude is so funny. You have to go and check it out, I'm telling you. Also, I would be remiss if I did not give a shout-out to the man with the plan, my partner in crime, who got my back at all times. Look at me rhyming. Don Q Citizen. What's up, D? If you're out there listening, holla at your girl. All right, guys, look. Also want to give a shout out to Virtuous One, I saw you in my chat room, and Mandy, let me see. Yep, Mandy, what's up? So, guys, also, want to let you know that I will be here each and every night, 10 o'clock p.m., so be sure to check me out at my new time. I was on at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, but now I'm on 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time each and every night, almost every night. Every now and then I may not be here, but most nights I'll be here, so come and check me out. And if you don't catch me here, be sure to go and check out the archives. I've done dozens of shows, guys, so, you know, maybe go and listen to one of the interviews that I've done already, you know, with one of the authors, or shout out to Stephanie L. Jones, The Enemy Between My Legs. Guys, that's a really good book. You may want to go and check that out. Also, Mr. Jay Santana also has been on the show. Jay just dropped his album, guys, so you may want to go and listen to his interview and get all his information so you can go and cop that album. He just dropped an album recently. Camille just dropped mixtape album, guys, so be sure to go and check him out. And then, of course, Anthony David. Anthony David just signed with Universal, just dropped an album. Hot, guys. So go and check out those artists and enjoy. And make sure you keep it locked right where you have it now, because it's only going to get better. It's only going to be, you know, more artists, more authors, more entrepreneurs right here at Blog Talk Radio as well as MentalNoteTV.com. So be sure to come and hang out with your girl. You know what? That's all I have for now. For tonight, I told you I was feeling under the weather, and I really am. I'm like mumbling and rambling on. But be sure to come back here tomorrow night. Hopefully, I'll be feeling better, and we can get it popping. Okay? I do appreciate you, and remember, in all things, peace and love.
Neo, jump off. Let me talk to her. Look, Joey got the top down with my arm around. Used to be the biggest flirt till you calmed me down. You the drug I'm addicted to. It's not just the face on your physical, or cause your waist is invisible. Sized up your finger, might cop the igloo. Put the whole club on pause when I get smooth. You that shit cause I actually dig you. Know I'm that dude cause I actually pick you. Keep you looking fresh, Louie, you never miss you. Birds get so sick anytime they see me with you. By my side cause in you I take pride. Get you the bench keys, take your girl for a ride. Besides, it's getting past that. Maybe cause baby's strong where I lack at. Now let's fly, let's get these seats reclined. Plant the neo soul, but never mind. I'm just saying stuff that we both know. Let's go.
She